All righty. Welcome to the Tuesday, January 4th, 2022 edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin. I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Mr. Big Marcel. Glad you're here, Marcel. I know you weren't feeling the greatest day, buddy. So how's everything going, man? And glad to have you back, bud.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's okay. You know, I got kind of a bad headache. So if you look at my hair, you see I just lay down in my bed. So, yeah, I kind of had a bad headache. So I slept for 1.5 hour. And now it's a little bit more better. But it was kind of horrible, man, 1.5 hour ago. So I messaged Adam, like, I don't know if I can do the show, but I'll still do it. So we're here. We're going to do the show. So looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too, man. And like, we don't have to go the full hour today. We could do a little bit shorter because, again, we're not breaking down fights. We're doing like news, fight announcements. But one thing I want to talk about today is like fantasy fights, right? So fights that, you know, you want to see, Marcel, fights that I want to see this year. So
you against me.
Yeah. I know. We'll have to do in the super heavyweight division. The, 265 plus.
You, Marcel. Overweight.
We're both weighing in quite heavy these days. It's funny because when I did my Muay Thai fight, I think I weighed like 220, 225, I think. So I could have probably it was a heavyweight fight, but I think I could have made 205 at that point, you know. Now I don't think I could. Anyways, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, guys. So glad you guys are here. But yeah, like I said, Marcel, so today will be like a lot of fantasy fights that we want to see this year. I told you that we're going to do this today. Mm-hmm. We got hype at me. What's going on, man? Glad you're here. So I think the way to do this, maybe just to go through each division.
Yeah.
And then just talk about, you know, fights that we want to see. So let's start at heavyweight and work our way down. Well, actually, let's start super heavyweight. So it'd be me versus you, Marcel. That'd be the fight that I think everyone would want to see. But let's go to our one division, the heavyweight. Obviously, the UFC's heaviest weight class. You know, for me, I mean, obviously, Ngannou is the champ right now, and Ngannou is the interim champ. We don't even know if John Jones is going to fight. But for me, you know, John Jones versus either of those guys is so interesting, Marcel. And to me, that's like the dream fight in this division, John Jones versus either Ngannou or Ngannou. But for me, honestly, you know, if you asked me this a year ago, I would have said Ngannou versus Jones, right? You ask me now, I think Gon and Jones, that's the fight, Marcel. That's the dream fight for me in that division, guys. Because I really believe that, you know, Gon, like, I think he's the guy that could beat Jones. You know, because Jones, obviously Matt Hamill beat him. We all know that he shouldn't have won that fight. Steve Mazzagotti should have stopped the fight before the DQ anyways. Guy's a terrible ref. The point is, this guy's never lost, right? I think against Francis, obviously he could get KO, but if he doesn't get knocked out, he's going to win the fight. We all know that, I think, right? With Gon, though, I don't know who'd win that fight. I really don't, you know? So for me, that's the fight that I want to see in this division. It's Gon and John Jones, because to me, that's the most interesting fight. I am leaning towards Gon beating Ngannou right now. The fight's in, I think, what, 3 weeks from now or something like that?
Yeah.
It's coming up really soon. We'll talk about that fight in a few weeks. If you ask me right now, I'd slightly lean towards Gon, but the odds are a pick. It's a tough fight to call. If he wins, though, I really want to see him fight John Jones, because to me, that is the most intriguing fight out there. You have the two like best guys, maybe. So that's the fight I'd like to see, Marcel. Which fight out of every heavyweight fight would you want to see?
Yeah, it's super tricky with John Jones, because we don't know how good John Jones still is. Yeah, of course, he's still good, you know, but we don't know how he will be in the heavyweight division against guys who are bigger than him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So for me, the most intriguing fight at this moment is actually the fight we see in 3 weeks. It's Ngannou against Gon, you know, because Ngannou, we all know he got that knockout power. We saw in the Stipe fight, he improved his grappling and takedown defense, you know. But we all know Gon probably going to stand with him in the beginning as well, you know. And we don't know, maybe Gon at a certain moment will take it to the ground. I don't know. But it depends on how long the fight goes, because we all know Ngannou has that knockout power. But man, Gon, he's such a complete guy, you know. He can strike, he can fight on the ground. He only has to make sure that Ngannou doesn't touch him, and I mean touch him on the chin early on.
Yeah.
So that's for me the most intriguing fight. And after that, yeah, of course, John Jones. But the thing is, we don't know how good John Jones still is. So
I was just thinking, like you just said that, right? And I'm like, fuck, when was the last time he fought? It's 2 years ago. 2 years ago in February when he fought Reyes. And let's be honest, he probably should have lost the fight. It was close though, so I think the guy's still going to be good, but who knows at this point, right? You're right. All the distractions, the legal issues, everything. But for my money, John Jones is the most talented guy in the sport,
And oh, I agree.
I still think he's going to have something left in him. So I want to see him fight this year, guys. I mean, it's selfish because of me personally, because obviously he's got these legal issues going on, but I just love watching the guy fight, you know? So let's get these comments, guys. Tristan, best of health, Marcel. Marcel will be okay. He's just got like a bad headache. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
Feels like the HQ from Glenn. We got Richard Scott May. Hello, guys. Hey, what's going on, man? Glad to have you here, buddy. Glenn says, feels like heavyweight division going two very different directions depending on who wins this fight. I agree completely. I'd like to see that fight too, man. Tristan, or 266. That'd be crazy to see him coming at the limit. For a title fight, it'd be 265, but still, I can't wait to see him at this weight.
Honestly,
if
you ask me like 3 or 4 years ago, Jones goes to heavyweight, I say he wins the title right now.
I know. The sport's evolved, right? Like the sport's caught up. Like, and the crazy thing is, if you ask that, Gon wasn't even an MMA at the time. He only started fighting in 2018, which is crazy, right? Because like all these years, we were like, okay, Jones is going to be the guy that wins the belt. But now Gon emerges as this guy. Anyways, go ahead.
People give Gon so much shit for sometimes how he fights. But dude is only like so short in MMA. And he's already at the top. That's amazing. I know he has background in Muay Thai and everything. But that doesn't mean that you will be successful in MMA. And it's crazy, you know. He really is good. So, I mean, this is a fight I'm really looking forward to, man, in 3 weeks.
It's crazy. Like, he started fighting August 2018. He's 10-0 since then. He's won every fight. He's in UFC a year later after he debuts in the UFC. Go ahead.
And he already fought for the – I think the first fight was the TKO title he fought for. And the second fight was Adam Dzyczka, I think, already, man. And that was the guy everybody thought was going to be big for Canada back then,
I think that's the fight where he did take some damage in, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember which one, but if you guys have seen the fights too, I'm sure. One of the first, I think it's that fight, Marcel. He actually gets hurt in the first round and he gets dropped, but I think it was that fight. But I mean, he still won. The guys looked amazing. Anyways.
Remember when everybody was like, it's way too early for the UFC to give him a contract. And I actually was like, yeah, man. Was he 3-0, 4-0? That's kind of quick, but man, he proved
everybody wrong. Yeah, he's proving everyone wrong that it was a doubter, right? Stipe and Jones. Yeah, that's another fight hype. I think Stipe is being forgotten about. I mean, quite frankly, we just forgot about him. You know, not that we forgot, but we were talking about some other guys. But he is a former champ. He is one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. And I do feel like he gets forgotten about by the casual fan. I don't see anyone talking about Stipe anymore. You know, Marcel? He doesn't have the belt. No one cares about him anymore. It sucks.
I think...
Because he loses one fight and doesn't get a title shot again. Go ahead.
I think it's because he is like, I want an immediate rematch, you know? And everybody's like...
What was wrong with that, though? I mean, the guy's been, you know, he's given DC a rematch and, you know...
Yeah, but that's where the UFC set a bad precedent over there because they shouldn't give DC an immediate rematch, in my opinion, you know? And so Stipe has every right to complain about it since they gave it to DC. They did give it to DC and don't want to give it to him. You know what I mean? So I don't think he deserves an immediate rematch, but I wouldn't be against it. But I mean, I liked Ngannou against Gon fight. And after that, listen, man, Stipe, if he is very confident in his own game, and I think he is, take the Derek Lewis fight, man. If you win that fight, you for sure get the next title shot, I think. And it's a winnable fight for him, despite not getting knocked out early. Or make sure you don't get hit by Lewis on the chin like crazy. But we know Stipe has a pretty decent ground game as well. He can use that against Lewis. But for some reason, many good grapples don't use their ground game against Lewis. So.
I know, it's true. But even like... Olenek tried and he had him in that head and arm choke and then the guy got out of it, right? Like, it's crazy. He just explodes out of it. Anyways, yeah, I think those fights are all good. Sorry, guys. I got some comments here I'll get to. Jones is doing the right thing. Joey Sudo. Yeah, I mean, that camp is good. Fight ready. It's a good camp. Eric Anders.
Figueredo is also there.
Figueredo's there as well, training with Henry. Zishan, Jahangir. Hey, what's going on, man? Glad to have you here, bud. Do you think it's the last time we see Francis UC? I mean, I feel like we get this question a lot, and it's just a tough one to answer right now because I've heard conflicting things. So, honestly, I'd say yes, but here's the thing. Dana White said in the interview recently that he has two fights left on his contract, not just one. I don't know if you saw that, Marcel, because we'd all thought it was one fight, but now Dana says he's got another one after this one. So, if that's the case, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. But I will say if he loses, you know, I think there's a much more likely chance that Gano leaves the UFC. It's just... If you're the UFC, I think you're going to try your best not to let him go, you know, because
I mean,
why would you want him to go? If he goes, he's going to make money for someone else, right? That's the thing.
Imagine Ngannou and PFL, man.
I don't think he'll go to PFL. I think if anything, he'd go to boxing. I think that's
yeah.
You know, okay, but I honestly don't think he's a good boxer, which is crazy because he's got such amazing hands and power. But MMA is a different sport than boxing. Yeah. We all know that, guys. 4 ounce gloves. You saw that. Watch the year he's in a rodent strike. He was just flinging his arms and just caught the guy. Like there was no technique to that. If he actually fights a Tyson Fury or someone, like he's gonna lose. You know, so I think he should stay in MMA, but. I don't know if that's what the cards hold, man. I really don't. Like, it just depends. But we do know that the UFC doesn't obviously like, or I should say Dana White, I don't think doesn't like Nagano's manager. There's an issue there. Same manager as Kevin Lee, who just got cut by the UFC, and he was pissed off. Markel Martin's the guy. Dana White was going off on him a few months. Remember, he's like, this guy has no idea about the sport. He knows nothing. He's saying the same thing with Jake Paul's manager. He goes, this guy knows nothing. But that was your former, he goes, oh, this accountant. That was the former chief financial officer of the UFC.
He did the same thing with Greg Jackson when he did it, when he told John Jones not to take the Chael Sonnen fight after Dan Anderson.
You're a sport killer. I know. I asked him the question. That was 9 years ago, which is, actually it was 10 years ago. It was 2012, right? So that was nuts. The card with Henderson and Jones got canceled, and I ended up seeing Jones fight Vitor in Toronto like 2 weeks later, which is crazy.
Do you remember what was the co-main event of that card?
The first one or the second one? The original, I think it was Jake Ellenberger, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was against Jay Haran, I think.
There you go. Yeah, and they moved that fight. They moved all those fights. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I got a good memory, man. It's crazy, right? Only the JDS fight ended early for Gone. 3+ rounds, a long time to avoid that McConnell punch. That's true, too. That is true, Glenn. I just feel like the power goes, Glenn, as the fight goes on. I feel like past the second round, he won't have much left. That's just my honest opinion. I could be wrong. I'm a Francis fan. I did bet on against Stipe in the third fight. Thought he'd win. He looked great. But Gone is a guy that I just think special. You know, Marcel, there's just fighters coming sport. To me, he's a guy that's a natural. Like, he gets it. You know, he just understands the sport. I want to say something about Nagano, but I just feel like Gone's more well-rounded. Stipe and Lewis, yeah, I think that's a fight we'd like to see, too. You think Stipe is a good chance for Gone? I don't know. I mean, Stipe is like a, you know, pretty technical guy himself. I just feel like he's like, what, 38 years old? Gone is kind of in his prime. I don't like that fight for Stipe either. I do think Stipe can still win fights. I just think Gone and Nagano are going to be really, really tough fights for him at this point in his career. Hey, Glenn. He says, has he forgotten Stipe or has he turned down your request for an interview? Love to hear his thoughts. I'd love to hear it too. You know, I did interview Stipe with James back in the day. So Stipe used to be managed by, you know, Nick Kalika is obviously and the odds breaker. His brother Greg used to be a manager and he managed Stipe. So back in the day, we were able to get Stipe. He doesn't go with him anymore. I don't know who his manager is now. I don't do interviews anymore. I'm not, you know, that's not my job. I just don't know if anyone's asked him, honestly. But I do know he's got his own podcast. And maybe he's just turning down and he just wants to do himself. And this guy's right. He's never the best at media anyways. You know, even when we interview him one time, really nice guy and everything, but never super comfortable from the camera. Anything else, Marcel?
I thought that's such a headache to find out who manages who, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, it was easy because Nick's brother used to manage him.
Yeah.
So I remember the time I picked Stefan Struve to beat Stipe. Nick wasn't too happy about that one. Although it ended up being pretty good for me. That was the crazy one. PFL won. Yeah, I mean, listen, if he goes there, he's going to win the tournament. I mean, there's no doubt he beats Bruno Capoloza or whoever. Those guys are good fighters. Anti Delia. Those are good, solid fighters, but Francis wins. But again, why would the UFC let him go? I don't think they will. They're going to do everything they can to toll his contract as long as they can. But again, you know, if he's super, super happy, makes a big stink about it. If he loses this fight, maybe there's a way to get rid of him. I don't know. It's just, if you're a UFC, why would you want to get rid of him anyways? You know, like, he's such an amazing fighter. Like, I love Francis. I love him. I'm just disappointed. He's fought, what, 20 seconds in the last 2 years or something?
Yeah.
It's terrible, man. It's fucking awful. You know? Anyways, let me get these other comments. Hey, Owen, what's going on, man? Mike Perry, BKFC, February 19th. Still in the UFC main event. Yeah, I really don't know. We talked about yesterday. We don't know. Prediction for Tom Aspinall 2022. Yeah, it's another guy in the heavyweight division. I think, you know, Tristan, like, you're talking about those top guys, those elite guys. Those are tough guys to beat. But I think Tom beats all those guys between those guys. Like, he beats Tabura. He beats Abdurahimov. You know, Dawkins is an interesting fight. You know, Rosenstruck can be interesting. But I think all those guys, below those guys, he wins for sure. You know, anyone above, like, Volkov, those are tough fights, kind of. But, I mean, anyone in the heavyweight division is tough. I just think Aspinall is a special guy as well, personally. Mm-hmm. So, he said they need to offer him. Yeah, no, that's the thing. So, he wants a new contract and he wants a boxing match. Is Dana going to let him do that, guys? I mean, let's be honest. Who else Dana White ever let do that? Conor McGregor.
That's
the only guy. So, I don't think he'll let him do it. Here's a good question. Any advice getting in the media? My 12th year doing this, so I have lots of advice, man. Honestly, you know, it depends what you want to do, but I think a lot of you guys, you know, you like writing, you like talking about the sport. You know, starting a podcast is always something to do, but I think writing is good, you know, just getting it out there, getting your thoughts on written form, you know, just to keep writing, honestly. That's how you get good at it. Just keep doing it.
Consistent.
Yeah, be consistent. I mean, we do the show every week. Like, I work every day. You know, it's one of those things. You can't just do one thing and be like, I'm a main journalist now. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, like, do it all the time. So, yeah. It just depends, man. If you really like it, I would run with it. You know, there's an opportunity right now in the sport. I mean, I felt that way for a long time. I do feel like there's more jobs now in this industry, though, which is good, you know? Yeah. It's the greatest sport on earth, man. It really is. I'm glad I'd be able to do it. You know, I'm not doing it full-time right now, but even part-time is great. You know what I mean? I got to work in sports, so I'm happy either way. Of course, I'd rather do MMA full-time than anything else in the world, guys. But, you know, there's other considerations. You know what I mean? As you know, Marcel, you know, family considerations and stuff like that. There's other things, you know. But I really enjoy my new job, too. I love NFL, too, man, so it's great. You think Poirier and Diaz gets added to – yeah, so they were talking about this morning, right? Yeah, I think that makes sense, man, honestly. Doesn't it? Like, that card needs a co-main event, I believe. Oh, no, that has Brunson Cannonier. If they could add to this card with Nogano, God, it'd be awesome. The only other thing is, like, yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd headline a fight night card, so it'd have to be a pay-per-view, right? So I almost feel like they'd want that to headline a card, don't you? Diaz and Poirier, would they want to headline it?
I would say they put it on pay-per-view, pretty sure.
Not the main event of a pay-per-view, though?
Maybe.
I think it would be, right? Like, Poirier sold a million buys now this year, twice, I think, right? So, with Connor obviously fought him, but Brunson Cannonier isn't co-main. It's not? I thought it was. Is it not?
I think it is, yeah.
My bad. I thought it was, guys. Sorry.
I think it is. What else?
I'm just going to check the card right now. 271.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is right now. Just the list is a little off. Like, Kyler Phillips and Rojo is not the co-main event. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'll be Cannonier and Brunson. Is it like, or unless you're asking Alex, like, is that a quality co-main event? I think it's a good co-main event. It's fine on a pay-per-view card. Not the most exciting fight, but
yeah, you know. I think he meant it shouldn't be a co-main.
Shouldn't event. Be fair enough. Yeah. I mean, on a pay-per-view, yeah, I mean, it's not the most exciting. I agree with this, Alex. I mean, I agree with you on that. Sorry, I misread your question, bud. Shevchenko, Taylor Santos, that's the fight I want to see. We'll go to that division in a second. Let's go to the light heavyweight division after I take this question. Patty's on 272. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. Oh, here we go. Austin said, hey, Austin, what's going on, man? Should I take a gamble booking a trip to see 272? Bryce Mitchell, Patty, Cowboy, sounds great. Well, like, never mind. It said, you know, that fight's not official yet.
Patty said he's fighting on March 19th on the London card.
So he'll fight in London. You know, I honestly, they usually do really big cards on the March pay-per-views, it feels like. So I'm looking at the card right now. You got Mitchell, Barboza, Firo, Moroz, Agapova, Alexiak, Jacob, Elliot, Umbekov, and Jan Rodriguez. I think that card looks really good so far. I mean, that's just the prelims, right? So I think it's a good one, man. I like it, guys. Okay, so you had an interview with this, man. I didn't see it. I've been at work all day, but I'd like to check that out. Yeah, I mean, Patty, obviously, the guy's got that star potential. I just want to see more from him. You know, I want to see him fight someone better than Luigi. That's just my opinion. Okay, let's go to light heavyweight, Marcel, because we talked about heavyweight, I think, enough. So let's go to light heavyweight. We're talking about, like, fantasy matchmaking, guys. It's just a weird division now because all of a sudden we got a new champ, Glover Teixeira, and it seems like he's going to fight Jiří Prochazka, but that, I don't think it's been made official yet, but it seems like that's the fight. If you ask me what my dream fight in this division is, I mean, at this point, Glover is the champ, so, you know, Yuri's the guy who hasn't got the chance to fight for the belt. I guess that is the fight, you know. Although for me personally, I think, you know, down the road, maybe later this year, like Prochazka versus Magomed Ankalaev would be a great fight.
Personally. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I fucking love this guy. Well. He's just so good. He's just so good. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, this guy's ridiculously good. So talented, man. Like, he just, like, he makes every fight look easy, except for the Paul Craig fight. But he's really good. Anyways, give me your thoughts, man, because, like, for me, that's kind of the fight something. What are you thinking?
I'm the same. You know, I'm big on Magomed Ankalaev. I told you before, like, they took 2 years. The Greg loss took 2 years of his UFC career, man, that where he is now, because he was dominating that fight, and he got caught in a triangle choke, and he tapped out 1 second to go. It's crazy. That's the fight I want to see against Jiří Prochazka. If Jiří gets past Glover, obviously, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I honestly expect it. So yeah, that is the fight I wanted to see, you know. And man, that's pretty much the fight I want to see. I have the same as yours, so yeah.
That's good. I mean, you know, great minds or whatever you want to call it that. All right, let's get these comments. Felder says Paddy got to over 200 pounds. He might have to be there. That's funny. Yeah, he enjoyed his holidays. Alex, recently found the show. Enjoy it. Appreciate the interaction. Follow both of you on Twitter for a while. Man, appreciate that, man. Thanks so much, dude. That's why we're doing the show, so we get comments like that. Thank you. Connor and Oliveira is a big possibility over Gaethje. It's sadly a possibility, yes, because money signs. Dana White sees the money signs in his eyes. I just think, you know, you can't give Connor Tyler come off 2 knockout losses personally, but, or I shouldn't say it's a knockout loss, TKO loss, we want to call it that, but how can you give him the title shot? I just don't, it's very difficult to get. One loss, I've seen it happen. 2 losses, I don't, it's very rare, right?
Through.
You know, I think Chael got one off 2 losses, I think. He might have lost 2 and got a title shot. Remember when he fought John Jones? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he lost 1 and got it. Anyways, Jelton versus Dan, you're talking about Danilo Marquez. I like Jelton on media a lot, man. I think he's good. Hype MMA is asking about Saeed Yokub, Kakramanov. I think he's a future contender. Dude, I think he's fucking amazing. I think that Trevor Jones is great. So the fact that guy choked him out cold in the 3rd round, a close fight, blew my mind. I really like this guy. I know you like him too, right, Marcel?
He's good. Yeah, definitely good, man.
And I think he wins against Kelleher. I'll say that right now. I think he wins that fight. I wouldn't say it's an easy fight because Brian's obviously got good wrestling, but, I mean, the guy should win the fight. Gustin talking about coming back at 205. This guy just needs to pick a weight class or something. It's so sad what's happened to this guy, man, honestly. Gustin, for a while, was, like, one of my favorite fighters, Marcel. Like, at the height of his career after he fought, like, Jones and Jimmy Manuel, like, the guy was so exciting. He was really, really exciting. Just never was the same, really, after that. It was pretty much the Rumble fight where he got knocked out. Never the same after that, eh?
Yeah, you know, I don't dislike Gustafsson, but I never had like.
I was really a huge fan, but I was at the fight with Jones. I think that's the fight where I became a massive fan of the guy.
I understand. I was at the fight with Blachowicz, and that fight sucked.
Exactly. Donkey balls. Yeah, I think if you had the same like bias as me, you were at that fight. You saw like arguably the greatest fight of all time. You know, I became a lifelong fan of the guy, but I just think he's looked really, really bad lately. You know, he hasn't fought in 2 years now either. Covington's overrated. Yeah, I mean, is he? I don't know. I mean, honestly, he's good, man. He almost beat Usman in the last fight. I don't know if he's overrated. Is he? I don't know.
I mean, what's overrated, man? I if you ask me, is he top 3 welterweight? I would say yes.
Yeah, so, I don't know if he's overrated now that I think about it. Like, will he beat Usman? I don't think so. I think that's a bad matchup for him, but he's good. I think he's pretty good. He thinks the extra slippery octagon saved Covington. That's what he's been saying, right?
All
right. Who do you think will headline 272 to 273? Great question, man. I mean, it's tough. Like, I guess we'll look at the, you know, if you just look at the rankings, like what titles haven't been defended. Oliveira could, I think maybe he could fight Gaethje on one of those cards, maybe.
This should make Aljo against Jan ASAP.
Yes, I think they'll do that. And I think Glover needs to fight. He took no damage. He's an old guy. Get him back in there. You know, Marcel, he took no damage in that last fight. Get him and Yuri in there quick. Like, why are they delaying that fight? I don't understand.
Glover asked for some rest, I think. That's why.
He fought once in, like, the last 2 years. Why does he need time off? I know he's 41, but I don't get it, guys. Anyways, get these comments. Yeah, you're right. Aldo had two losses to Marais and Volkanovski, and he fought Peter Yan for the intro belt. Good call. Good call. Mm. I want to say Misha Tate got one coming off 2 losses. Am I right? Maybe I'm right. Maybe take a look.
I don't know.
Didn't she lose and she got one against Ronda again? Which after she lost? Yeah. No, she lost to Katsi Gown, then got a title shot loss, and she had 2 straight. Aldo's one of the few guys that had 2 straight and then a 3rd, which was a title fight loss.
Romero didn't also got?
Romero might have, yeah, as well, yeah. If Jakic and Ankle both win, should they fight for a number contender? Who do you think wins? That's a tough fight to call, man. Rakic is fighting Blachowicz, which is also a tricky fight.
Yeah.
I think people are forgetting Rakic is really good because he had a really shitty fight with Santos. You know, like the guy dominated Anthony Smith. You know what I mean? Like, he's good, you know? Ankalaev is really good too. I think he beats Thiago Santos. So, yeah, I don't know. It's I would favor Ankalaev, but I just think he's really solid. You know, Marcel. Like it seems like he's very difficult to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's talking about Colby being the Reyes of 170. I mean, you're making some points, man. I'm not gonna say you're wrong. Like I think you're making good quality points, but I do think Colby is, you know, a pretty good fighter. Yeah, that's true. Actually, I agree with this guy. Every matchup's different. You're right. You know, if he fights Kamzat, I don't know if he wins that fight, you know, but Jan Aldo and Brooklyn, that might be co-main. Yeah, that'd be a good one for that card.
I mean, who would you favor against Khamzat?
Who would besides I favor? Usman, Usman, and that's probably it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So.
Yeah, I know. You're right. No, it's true. It's true. Usman's the only guy. I mean, even that fight's tough. Tafon versus the professional. You got a fight book today, right?
Yeah, I guess Mirzakhanov. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good fight. Mirzakhanov's really good, but I do like Tafon. I'm surprised they booked that fight, honestly. I'm a little surprised they booked that one because, you know, you're kind of eliminating exciting. I don't even know if they're prospects. They're both in their 30s, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not prospects.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Middleweight division, Marcel. It's another one. So let's go to that one, guys. Talk about dream fights in this division. I feel like most people, for them, the dream fight would be Izzy and Whitaker. We're getting it. But you guys know me. I'm a big Sean Strickland fan. I want to see Sean Strickland and Israel Adesanya. I think that's an amazing fight. I really do. Does Sean Strickland win that fight? I don't know. It seems like it's a tough fight for him because he's fighting like the best striker in the division and he's a striker himself. But I just think the lead up to it, the shit talking, the trash talk, the promos, that part would be amazing. I just love Strickland. I love everything about this guy. I really want to see him fight for the belt. So if he goes out and beats Hermanson, you know, gets a big win there and then maybe needs one more. But if not, you know, just give him the title shot, I think. I think he's great. So what do you think, Marcel? What's your dream fight?
That middleweight kind of bores me, man, to be really honest.
Yeah, I actually like him now because you got Strickland, who I love. You got, looking downward, Imavov, Muniz. Like, there's really good.
Yeah, fighting. But those are still not high, you know. I mean, Imavov is still upcoming, same as Muniz. You know, I like those guys as well. But Adesanya, who do I see Adesanya beat? I hope Whitaker can do it, but I don't see Whitaker beating him. Vettori is not going to beat him. Hermanson is not going to beat him. I don't think Brunson is going to beat him because Brunson, the last time out, he did smart in the first 3 minutes and then he went striking with him and he got knocked out. Kananir is not going to beat him. Sorry, dude, but Strickland is also not going to beat him. But so for me, it's like, it just doesn't, not really appealing to me. Costa, we saw how that happened. That was one of the most awful fights I ever saw from Costa. I don't see Darren Till beating Adesanya. So for me, it's like, yeah, it's just a whole bunch of good fighters who is not going to be beating the champion at this moment. So, and also Alex Pereira is not going to beat him. He's not even coming to the number one spot, I think, to be really honest. So
yeah, Pereira is great too. I mean, that's also a dream. Honestly, that is a dream fight for me too. I'd like to see that fight in MMA because we saw it in kickboxing twice, I think, right? So, and Israel lost both times. I think you lost the decision and they got knocked out, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So the knockout's brutal. I'm sure you guys have seen that. Till versus Costa. Yeah, it'd be a good fight. I think Till's fighting Uriah Hall. I don't know if it's official, but I believe that's the fight.
It's not official yet.
There you go. But we had, you know, one of the top journalists reported. Sean could bring a fight like Kelvin. Yeah, man. I think so too, man. Kelvin's small guy, undersized, and he gave Adesanya a good fight. I mean, he lost. Obviously, he lost, but he gave him a good fight. Hype, I love this fight too, buddy. Basharat and Trevin Jones. I love this fight, man. Trevin Jones has had one of the hardest runs, I think, for anyone in the first three fights or four fights. It's just been absolute killers the whole way. And now he's fighting another beast.
This is a typical example for a guy who doesn't get protected by
UFC. Talked about this, right? Like, some guys get really easy fights, and some guys get really brutal fights. I feel like he's getting some of the hardest fights in this division. He's fighting guys that are unranked, but they're all beasts. Like you said, they're killers. Like,
Kakramanov
is a fucking monster.
He was also supposed to fight Barcelos, right?
Mario Barcelos is a beast. Like, Trevin or Timur Valiyev is a monster. He beat him. Mario Batista is a really good fighter. Who's the other guy that he beat? He beat someone else, right? Is it just the three fights?
He was also lined up against Costa, but it didn't happen. So.
Yes, yeah, so he's had the three fights. I like the guy. But yeah, Javid Basharat's a monster. So I think it'd be a good fight. I don't know, man. I think Brasser, after a while, softer, beat that racist guy the way he beat him. Holy crap. Remember that?
He just
beat the hell out of that dude. Like, and the way he prolonged the beating to get to the third round and be like, I'm going to teach you a lesson for calling me a terrorist.
He did that on purpose, man.
I know. He first said that. He's like, I wanted to like beat this guy up, like, and give him, you know, show him like what he didn't say that. Hey, Gary, what's going on, man? Colby doesn't fight that often. I agree. And he fought, what, once the last 2 years, right? Rockhold Till. You know what? That fight makes sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, that's the kind of fight Rockhold should have. I think he would have got destroyed by Sean Strickland, personally. I think Strickland would destroy him. I think Till is a guy who's, you know, overrated and he's losing a lot of fights. Fight makes a lot of sense. Costa Till is another good fight. You know, Till at 195. He might have to. But it's crazy he's the 170. I think he's gotten really big now. Duplessis pulled out of the fight with Muniz, right, Marcel? That was the fight supposed to happen?
Yeah. And I think that's something to do with Visa, or for Visa, sorry.
Yeah, so we don't know yet. So, okay, let's go to welterweight. I honestly don't feel like this is a hard one to talk about, you know, my dream fight. You guys know I love Khamzat. Usman's the man to beat. That's the fight to make. I mean, not yet. That's my dream fight. I think that, you know, he's got to get there first. He has to beat it. He's ranked number 11 right now. I think it's wrong if he gets a title shot. So, but if he beats Gilbert Burns or whoever, Edwards or whoever gets it, you know, whoever gets to beat to get there, Bilal, Mag, whoever, you know, I think that the fight of Usman is very intriguing. You know, I just think it's a very interesting fight. I don't know who wins that fight. I can't tell you who wins that fight right now, you know, but I think it's an intriguing fight. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, guys, when we did the, you know, top, remember we were talking a few weeks ago about the odds for like the different divisions. Khamzat was +550, I believe. That's a bet I like. That's the fight I like. Hopefully, we can see it. Any thoughts on this division?
That's definitely an intriguing fight. But for some reason, Colby Covington, Gilbert Burns. I don't know why, but that's also a fun fight to me, man. But I mean, yeah, that I would go Kamaru Usman, Khamzat Chimaev as well. But we need to see Chimaev against top contender first before we see him for a title. Although he looked great against Li Jingliang, don't get me wrong, man. But everybody was like, oh my God, he beat Li Jingliang. And I was like, yeah, it was great how he beat him. But it's Li Jingliang. It's not like a top five fighter, you know. And some people got absolutely nuts about it. I want to see Chimaev first against a top contender. And after that, if he gets past that top contender, I'd like to see him against Usman, if Usman's still the champion at welterweight.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't assume he's going to, you know, beat Edwards, whoever he's fighting next. Yeah. Didn't see the list, man. Sorry, didn't see that list. They need to make Jorge Leon. They need to make Jorge Leon and Jorge Colby. Or Jorge Colby. Yeah, I feel like Jorge Colby's going to get done. I think, don't know for sure, but I'm guessing the plan is they're going to do my tough, which they should have did last year, as coaches of tough. That's my guess. Hopefully that happens. Khamzat Colby. That's a good fight. Khamzat Brady. It's a good fight, too. I just feel like they're going to put them on different trajectories because, you know, they're both young guys. Hayes and Bahamondes, different divisions, I want to say, right?
Yeah, and Bahamondes is booked against Rongsu.
Yeah, he's at 155. Byers is 170. But if one of those guys can switch classes, sure. Do we put stock in the Kansas slowing down against Hermanson? No. It's a completely different sport. It's wrestling, it's grappling. It's just different. Kansas has more current rank wins than Colby. I think it is true, actually. I'm just going to blindly agree that you're right because he's got the one, right? Colby doesn't have any, right?
It's honestly unfair, man, because, I mean, Woodley was obviously a ranked win.
Rafael Lozanos.
Yeah, I mean, it's some people really, how do you say that? Try to
use that. He's not wrong. I mean, technically he's right.
Technically he's right. I know, but right, it's not fair. You know, it's just like when someone was had a list of Jose Aldo, who he fought, and there were negative records because they were never champions or something. But those guys were never champion because Jose Aldo was champion at that moment when he fought them. Do you remember that list somebody put out? Yeah. So it's not really an honest comparison, in my opinion. But hey,
no, not for sure. All right, Luke Cain, we know that's not a fight's not gonna happen. Luke Cain Burns, you spent ass on it. Yeah, that's a fun fight, too. We didn't talk about that one, man. That's a good fight. It would be a good fight. Khamzat versus Luke Cain Burns, Muhammad. I hope they make Khamzat Bilal. I don't know if they'll do Bilal, but I think one of those other guys, I think Burns, that's the fight to make. Marcel and Patty, yes, that'd be the fight to make. That's the one.
He can't do it because he has visa issues. So,
plus the weight class thing, we have to figure out a catch weight for those guys. Khamzat Masvidal makes more sense than Colby and Masvidal, kind of, but again, you know, those guys hate each other, so you know, I think there is something to that fight. I think they'll do that fight. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? How does this guy even make the weight? This is insane. Same height as me. I could not make 155. I'd have to like starve myself for the next 10 years. I believe he was already on a 10-round losing streak when Colby fought him. Yeah, I know. It's true. That part's true as well. Roosevelt, we'll get to those women's division. We haven't even got there yet. Masvidal Edwards. That's a good fight, man. We were supposed to see it 2 weeks ago or whatever. Didn't end up happening. Okay, let's go to the next weight class, Marcel. So I think it's lightweight, right? So what's the dream fight here? I mean, I feel like it's probably Oliveira and Gaethje or Makhachev or something, but I think I'm going to go a little bit off the board, Marcel. Go for the guy that, who I really like. I don't think this fight's going to happen this year, but maybe next year. And I think you know the fight I'm going to talk about, Marcel. DuBronx versus my boy, Matheus Gamrot. I think that fight would be sick. I think it would be a good fight. I think Matheus Gamrot could beat anyone in this division right now, guys. I think he's that good. I think a lot of you guys realize how good he is. I think people are starting to realize how good he is. He just needs that opportunity, Marcel. I think he's amazing. Like, he's going through these guys like butter, Marcel, for the most part. So, does he beat Charles Oliveira? I'm not sure, but I think he matches up really well. So, again, Gamrot's not going to fight for the belt this year probably, but maybe next year, if he keeps winning. So, that'd be my dream fight, but I don't know if it happens. I also think Gillespie and Oliveira would be a really fun fight too, just because they're two grapplers, right? So, just my honest thoughts, man. But those guys are a lot of fun. In fact, even Duke Gillespie and Gamrot, shit, man. Yeah, I'm getting excited to think about that fight. I just think the grappling would be so amazing. Anyways, your thoughts?
Oliveira, Makhachev, and maybe after that, if Makhachev beats Oliveira, Makhachev against Gamrot, I liked it as well.
You like Gamrot too? There you go. That's the guy. He's the dark horse, in my opinion. He's just really good. A lot of people don't like Fiziev. Fiziev's great, but I think Gamrot could beat him.
Down the line, we can maybe see the Makhachev Tsarukyan rematch, man.
Armin's another guy. I mean, he's great. So yeah. That whole division is ridiculous, as you guys know. I'm sure you guys are going to like talking about this one as well. It's got some comments. Yeah, I mean, this is the fight I just mentioned as well. I think it's a lot of fun if they do that fight because two grappling aces, right? It'd be great. So I would watch that fight. But I do feel like they'll give him like veterans instead. Who should Joel Alvarez fight? Is he ranked anymore? He fell out of the rankings.
He's fighting Tsarukyan, man.
Oh, he's fighting. Yeah, he's fighting Armin. That's the fight. So he's fighting number 13. He did fall the rankings. I do believe he deserves to not be ranked because he missed weight twice. So I don't think he should be ranked in the first place. But I do think he deserves a pretty good opponent. Now, if this guy misses weight, though, there's no way they'll give him another fight at 155. I'll say that right now. If Conor's a good title shot, is UFC Poirier McGregor 4. Very good chance. I'd rather see McGregor Diaz 3, personally, because I think you could do that trilogy. But that fourth fight does make sense to the UFC. Makes dollars and cents, I should say. Oh, that's funny. Who should Felder fight if he comes back? Yeah, it just depends, Gwynn. Is he going to come back at 155 or 170? I'm guessing he'd be at 170, right? I don't think he'd want to cut all that weight, right, Marcel? If I had to guess, Paul Felder. Comes up. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Shit. But no, in seriousness, like, there's a lot of fun fights for him. Man, I'm just looking at, like, if he comes at 155, like, any of those guys and that, Fiziev would be a good fight, someone like that, even a Hooker rematch. Ferguson would be fun. And these guys, man, would be fun. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I mean, he just lost a close fight to Dos Anjos. So that would be a good fight too. But if you go to 170, I think, Stephen Thompson versus Felder would be fun. Jeff Neal, Magny, like those fights would be fun too. So there's a lot of options for this guy, depending on what he wants to do. If I'm him, why would you cut weight? Why cut weight? He's not going to fight for the belt anytime soon. So why cut weight? I think go to 170 and fight some of those guys. February 19th will be stacked day. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Maybe they're going to move the card. Maybe that's why, because there's all those other events being booked. Alvarez is beating Tarzikin. Very good chance. I didn't see it, man. Sorry. I didn't see the tournament in Ryzen. Charlie's fighting Connor, regardless if you like it or not. You can hear Dan. Yeah, I think there's a good chance. I do think there's a good chance. When I see how active and well Gamrot doing, it pays me to see Garam. Kutatulazi is great. We all love him on this podcast. He's another guy that's an absolute beast. But again, he didn't fight at all. I don't think he fought at all last year, right? So he's been over a year. Yeah, the win looks good. Even though it's a close fight, it's a good fight. Last fight's for only, definitely 100% his last fight. Gamrot Fiziev's a good fight. Gurum versus Paddy. Hey, man, I think Gurum Kutatulazi beats Paddy. They wouldn't do that fight. Yeah, Nick Diaz and Cerrone makes more sense, Daniel, than throwing in Cerrone. That makes sense, actually. Now that, right? Nick Diaz and Cerrone, two guys that are completely shop-worn, but they're two guys we respect and love. I think it makes sense. I was hoping for a pairing between Felder, Ferguson, Cerrone. Any of those fights, basically, maybe they'll do Felder and Cerrone. Maybe that's the fight they want to do. I don't know if it's – I'm not sure. I mean, at this point, we don't know. I think that fight's also a good fight. It makes sense. They both lost Ferguson's lost three straight fights, actually. But Chandler's lost two straight, so he doesn't have, even though he lost in a really exciting fight, he still lost two straight. Marcel?
Sure.
Yeah, that fight should happen, probably. Marcel wants Paddy dead. No, I don't think he wants it dead.
Yeah, you didn't even see that I actually wrote a comment on it here.
This one?
Yeah, that's mine.
I did show it. Okay, let's go to featherweight. Yeah, I mean, for me, like the dream fight is the trilogy fight, you know, because we just got to see it again. But besides that, you know, I think all of us love Giga Chikadze in this podcast, and I'd love to see him fight, you know, Holloway. That's the dream fight. So Holloway beats Volk, and Chikadze beats Kattar. I'd like to see that fight next. Any thoughts?
I agree, and I want to see Zabit back, dude. I want to see
Zabit. I'm looking at the rankings. He's not even on them, right? So it's you forget about this guy. He was ranked in the top five before he left. You know what? Zabit versus Holloway is the dream fight, honestly. It really is. Now that I think about it, fuck, that's such a good fight. You know, Gary's saying Triple C Volkanovski. You know, Gary, that's another fight we've talked about on this podcast. I think that it's more likely if Cejudo comes back, he fights at 145 than at 135 or 125, you know? Just because the UFC might give him that chance to win that third belt. And Volkanovski, you know, he matches up decently well against him. It's not a bad fight for Cejudo, you know, because Volkanovski's not the biggest guy, you know, so it's not a bad matchup. Any other thoughts on this weight class?
No, man.
Bantamweight, I mean, obviously it's Sterling and Jan too. But for me, like Sterling, you know, it's just embarrassing seeing this guy a year later holding the belt still. Complete joke. It's a complete mockery. I don't even know if that's really my dream fight. I'd rather see Peter Yan versus like Dillashaw. Like to me, that's more of my dream fight, I think, at this point. So what about you?
I think Jan destroys Dillashaw. I think he destroys Sterling as well. So
how about Merab? Does he destroy Merab or no?
Honestly, yes. And the reason behind that is because Merab is a very fun fighter to watch, but you saw in the fight against Moraes that he can get knocked down. And he came back.
He's so lucky.
And he needs like a trillion takedowns, you know. It's not like he takes you down and he keeps you on the ground. But and we also know Jan has good takedown defense and he can stand up if he wants, you know.
Yeah, so that's it. You know what? Yeah. He's a bad matchup for Merab. Peter Yan's a bad matchup for Merab. You know, he's a bad matchup for everyone, I would say, guys, at this point, you know, like let's be honest. Who's the best chance of beating Peter Yan? I guess TJ. I mean, it feels like he's the most well-rounded guy. Honestly, Marcel, to me, he seems like it, but he's fought once in the last 3 years. Like,
honestly, stylistically, I thought Sandhagen was, and I still pick Yan. And Sandhagen gave
the fight now, and we can't say, you know.
Yeah, but I thought that before the fight. I still pick Yan, but enough. I thought before the fight.
Absolutely. What about... Where was Sean O'Malley? What about Sean and
no. Oh no. He got destroyed.
I think he would take him down and beat him up. I don't even think he would stand with him. Like, why would he even stand? I think, you know, Jan's got good wrestling. He's underrated in the wrestling. It's just crazy, man. What a crazy sport. Like 2 years ago, Peter Yan fought Jimmy Rivera. He was losing both the first two rounds and dropped him in the last 10 seconds of those rounds. Imagine that didn't happen. Jimmy Rivera wins that fight. Changes the whole sport. You know what I mean, Marcel? It's crazy. A few punches, but he's got that. Jan's got that fight-changing power. He can change it with one hand. One right hand, one left hook. The fight changes. So, Cruz and Font. Dominic Cruz and Rob Font. Yeah, I mean, that. You know what? Not a bad fight. You know, I feel like they're going to do Dom and Aldo because he called him out. But what do you think?
Cruz versus Aldo. I would prefer that one as well. And for Font, Font lost to Aldo his last fight. So, I mean, I know what they're going to do with him. Maybe Font against Sandhagen makes sense, you know?
Yep. Generally feel for Peter Yan go down as one of the best ever. He's already, you know, amazing. And I think you're right, Hype. And it's just a joke that his one loss would be that DQ. We need to go to challenge featherweight. Yeah, I mean, I could see Peter moving up and not this year or maybe next year or year after that. Yan Cejudo would sell. It'd be a good fight. Jan's takedown defense impressing than Sterling. Dude, not only did he stop the takedowns, I think he also got 7 takedowns himself. Everyone forgets about that. How does Sterling win that fight? He's so screwed. He's completely screwed. TJ versus Jan. Yeah, I think, you know, I would favor Jan, but I think TJ gives him a good fight. Umar Nurmagomedov is another beast. Yeah, I kind of agree, Tristan. TJ's he's a monster too, you know? Go ahead.
I wonder what you think. I see many people saying like Rufián Stutz might be the best bantamweight in the world. I see people saying that on Twitter.
Who said that?
I don't know who, but there were many people who was like Stutz might be the next big thing, and I'm like,
yeah, I can see that. I mean, like, there's a difference between saying he's the next big thing and saying he's the best bantamweight. That's a big difference.
I think he's really good.
He's 33 though. You know, I'm just looking at his age. I didn't realize he was 33. The guy's good, man. Remember last year? I can't remember who we were doing the podcast, and some guy was like, is there value in him against Magomed Magomedov? I was like, no. And he goes and beats him. So the guy's really good and he's underrated. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. He should be in the UFC though. The UFC made a mistake not signing him, you know, but maybe not the most exciting guy, I guess.
I think that's the problem. But yeah. The thing is, when they went checking him out, he got knocked out by a spinning back fist.
Was that on Dana White's looking for a fight?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But it kind of sucked, man, because he's such a good fighter, man.
He's good. He's solid. You know, it's just, you know, the guy beat Jeff Curran and Rob Emerson and gets that shot. I mean, those guys, they're still good veterans, you know? So
yeah.
That's disappointing. He's good. Okay, sorry, I missed some comments, guys. I think Peter finishes TJ in the later rounds. Yeah, it's possible. I wonder if we see Jan and Volkanovski. That would be pretty fun, maybe next year. Yeah, I think it makes sense if he keeps winning, right? If he ends up, getting like finishing all the challengers in his division. I like Marab, man. He's fun. That last fight was so awesome to watch, guys. Like, I mean, he gets dropped, what, 2-3 times in the first round and then somehow comes back to win against no cardio Marais.
Comeback of the year for me.
Yeah. And Tristan, I agree. I mean, people are, I think people in this chat are underrating TJ Dillashaw, and I think Marcel's underrating TJ Dillashaw. He's the former 210 champ. He just beat, of course, in a close fight, but he won the fight, you know? So to me, after a 2-year layoff, to win that fight is impressive for me.
I disagree with you that I underrate him, man. I still think he's a good fighter, but I don't think he beats Jan.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. No, I totally I agree, Marcel. I mean, that's a different question, right? Hey, Carlos, what's going on? I don't think he'd be for that card, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, to me, it seems like it would probably be February. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Because that card's coming up really soon.
I expect them to do the two title fights, Avloev against Topuria, Olenik against Hardy, and probably Grasso against Araujo on the pay-per-view. That would be probably the thing. Only the last one, the fifth fight, isn't sure, but I would think that they put Grasso, Araujo on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The five.
John's asking if Jailton Almeida beats Daniel Marquez, doesn't affect Shogun, makes sense. Why are we killing Shogun? We don't want to put Shogun, we don't want to bury Shogun, guys. Come on.
I understand. He because Danilo is like the protege of Shogun, you know, or a training partner.
Yep.
So if Jailton beats him, it's like maybe Shogun.
I agree, but I'm just saying Shogun's made it clear this is the last fight of his career, if I'm not mistaken. 40 years old. I just don't want to see that fight. If Shogun's gonna fight again, give him another like legend, you know, Marcel. Like I don't want to see him fight contenders. I'd just rather see him fight a legend. After seeing that last fight with Paul Craig, that was pretty rough to watch, right? So it was 2 years ago as well. Alone, man. I know, right? Yeah. All right. Let's go to the flyweight too. That's the other division we did for the men's we missed. And obviously the next title fight's Figueiredo Moreno. I don't think it's going to be a surprise that Marcel would probably say his dream fight would be Askar Askarov and Brandon Moreno.
Oh, God, how do you know?
Oh, I know, right? Big surprise. You know, for me, Marcel, I think that's a good fight. You know, there's some other guys in this division I really like. And quite frankly, like, you know, I really like Kai Kara France, man. And honestly, I think that the fight with Askarov is a great fight. And I think it's one of the best fights in this division right now. If Kai Kara France wins, I'd love to see him fight for the belt. You know, I think this guy's done a lot, so...
If he wins, he should fight for the belt. Let me put it that way.
If he knocks him out, especially, I mean, there's no doubt, right? So I understand, you know, Pantoja's right there and Askarov, those guys, and Perez is actually retired. But for my money, Kara France, it's, you know, it's not just about who you win, you know, how many times you win or whatever. It's how you win. And two brutal knockouts, to me, that's the kind of, you know, that elevates you up the ladder. So I really like the guy. What's your dream fight?
Askarov against whoever is the champion, you know?
Yeah, I
think. And I think the first fight, I said last time, man, many people thought like Moreno got robbed in Mexico.
Yeah.
I think you can say that, you know, I still think Moreno won the third round 10-8, and the first two rounds were close, you know? Yeah. They were close, so you could see a draw, but you also could see
so Moreno. So is it true that he's deaf, right, and he can't hear the tournament? That's so crazy, guys.
He is partially deaf. He won gold at the Deaf Olympics. So,
he has a hard time hearing his corner, wrestling, which is pretty nuts, right?
Didn't you saw last time when they had like the post-fight interview, he had two interpreters. He had one guy was Russian-speaking, and the other guy was Dagestani speaking, so
right. I didn't notice that, but that's great. I'm glad you said interpreter. Thank you for saying that. I never saw the clip of Marab and Stotts. That's epic with Long with Sarah there at Dana White. Yeah, that was a few years ago now.
Sarah went nuts.
Just a reminder, Muniz has. What a joke! I mean, how did you not get a bonus for the last two? I mean, it's just a complete joke.
Really bothered me. Yeah.
We know the UFC favors knockouts. That's not a surprise, but
come on. Man, guy breaking Jacare's
arm. I know. How do you not get $50,000 for that?
Mm-hmm.
So Gustav said, we don't want to see that fight again. I don't want to see that again. Although, Glenn, the sad thing is Shogun would have a good, better chance now than he would 10 years ago when they did fight. Muhammad, it was actually 10 years ago, which is insane. Muhammad Makhmayev, future champ. I mean, the guy's good. He'll be really good. Flyweight division's going to be good. Yeah. We didn't talk about the women's division. Let's go through those quickly. So, bantamweight, I mean, yeah, I think right now it'd probably be Pena and Nunez, the rematch, but just to see if it was actually like a fluke or not. But, you know, Marshall, I don't think it's a surprise that you're probably going to save Shevchenko and Pena, right? So, either of those fights, I'm going to give Pena the credit for winning that fight because she won the fight, but I'm still not buying her as the best fighter in this division. I'm not buying her as the best fighter in the women's weight classes. I still think she's very beatable. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. But like I said, man, I want to see Shevchenko fighting for that 135 title. I think she deserves it. And thing is, I wanted Shevchenko against against Nunes, but we will see the rematch right now. And I think if Pena beats Nunes again, I want to see her against Shevchenko. And if she doesn't beat Nunes and Nunes gets back, then I definitely want to see the third fight between Nunes and Pena, Shevchenko. So, yeah.
Okay. Flyweight. Someone already said it today. Shevchenko and Tyler Santos. That's the dream fight in that division. There's not a lot of intrigue right now, so that's the fight. But I think you talk about 2 or 3 years down the road, you're going to have a lot of younger fighters coming up, like Aaron Blanchfield, Casey O'Neill. You know, in a couple of years, Marcel, they'll be ready to fight for the belt, right? Fiorro. I think Fiorro, she's a little older than them. That's why they mention her, but. You know what I mean? So, like, I think those girls are good. But right now, the fight to make is Santos and Chukagin. Shevchenko. I don't want to see Chukagin fight. She's just, no thanks. She's so boring to watch, man. She's so, hi, after every, like, strike. It's so awful. Question for Marcel, will be Dutch fighters joining the UFC roster? Marcel, any hints?
You have Gerardo Fanny. It's actually Fanny, but you said it's Red and Fanny. And Cage Warriors, he's good.
How do you pronounce it?
Fanny, but you say funny, but
funny.
And it's you got the Jarno Ahrens. He recently won the NFC title in Germany. He knocked out Max Koga in the first round.
Oh, really?
He's coming up as well. So
that's a good win. That's a solid win.
Definitely.
Yeah. So those guys are solid. There you go. I didn't know those guys either. This is a good question. Out of Fiorro, Blanchfield, Gatto, and O'Neill, who's the farthest in 2022? Tristan, I don't think we're going to be here then, man. I think the planet will be exploded by then, dude. I'm pretty sure. But no, I'm kidding. By the end of this year, they're all great. But to me, Aaron Blanchfield's probably the next level, man. It sure seems like it. She's like, her fights are new competitive. Remember, Casey O'Neill had issues with Antonina in that first round, Marcel. Melissa Gatto is great, but she also was losing to Jara before Jara gassed. And Fiorro is still really not tested, in my opinion, against anyone good. So, to me, Blanchfield, she's destroying girls. Like, these fights aren't even close, Marshall. She's like 30-25 in girls, you know? So, to me, that's the one. But Gatto's great, too. No doubt about it. And the other division we didn't mention, strawweight, women's strawweight. We're not going to mention featherweight because that division sucks. There's no division.
Also, we have to mention that flyweight, if she comes back, Tatiana Suarez.
Yes, of course. We forgot to mention her. And, you know, she's such a beast. I just want to see her fight again. She hasn't fought in 3 years now, so it's been a while. It's possible she might never fight again, guys, I think. You know, at this point, Marcel, it's been so long, you know? That's a long time, isn't it? Like, I can't think of too many female fighters that have taken a layoff that long, guys, and come back. Can you think of any, like, of 3 years? I can't think of any. Can you?
Not immediately.
Kate. That's a good one, yes. Kate was the one. Kate took 5 years off for starting a family. This case would just be an injury. That's the difference, right? It's an injury layoff. I don't know. I do like Tatiana. Anyway,
you got the Polish girl from Invicta, who was really good. I think she lost to Jennifer Maia. I think Agnieszka Nechwitz or something. And she went out for some years. She had a family, and now she wants to come back. I think that's almost 5 years ago now.
Oh, really?
What's she's really name? Good. Agnieszka Nechwitz.
Oh, from Invicta, right? Yeah. She had a family, so that makes sense. That's the difference between men and women, right, in the sport. The men can still compete when they're starting to start a family. The women can't, right? That's one of the differences. It's a pretty big difference. Got these comments. Bailey and Joanna, too. Yeah, we're talking about strawweight. This is the last thing we'll talk about. We'll get out of here. Yeah, Tatiana's a beast. Do you think Gato is still in the sauce? Her arms look like a man's. That's hilarious. She was on steroids for sure. I mean, she was caught for it, right? I don't think it's like a secret. Wasn't she suspended like 3 years by USADA, Marcel? I want to say.
Two years.
Yeah, so she was out for a while. I think she's really good. The arms are huge, obviously. She's just a good fighter, man. That kick to the body on Eubanks was so brutal. Like, and I love kick to the body knockouts, but that was that one particularly was just brutal. The way she got her, it almost looked like she hit her in the groin, right? But then you see the replay. It was just like right above the belt line, just the perfect spot. It was just such a great knockout. So I think she's great. I think she's really good. And yeah, no, she's good. But for me, it'd be Blanchfield. I'm with Marcel as his girl, and I'm with him. Anyways, yeah. So I think that's all the weight classes we've covered. Yeah, featherweight, women's featherweight, Marcel. I mean, what's your dream fight in that weight class? Maybe we'll see a title fight this year. Is there a fight you want to see?
Women's featherweight, my dream fight is Chris Cyborg against Kat Zingano in Bellator. I mean, nothing in the UFC, man. Get rid of that division. Doesn't so make bad. Sense.
You know, I'd like to see the rematch between. I'd like to see the rematch between Cyborg and Nunes one day. Yeah. Personally, I love that fight. That fight happened 2 years ago, like last week or something. So amazing fight! It was such a great fight. Best 1 minute fight probably ever. Hype MMA, appreciate you, man. You're always being a nice guy, so I appreciate it. Lishel Scott, Harrison not signing with UFC. I think she's going to PFL. We talked about it yesterday. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it. I think she goes to PFL. The money makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Level of competition is easier. We talked about it. It's like, would you rather work at, you know, just because the place has a big name, but if you'd rather work at a smaller name place that pays you more money and gives you easier work? I don't think the question's really that hard to answer, honestly, Marcel. Like, it just depends on what she wants to do. But here's the thing. I know that she just recently, like, adopted her – it's either her brother or sister, their kids.
Yeah. Right?
So she's, like, kind of a mom now. It's all about making money for her right now.
It's like what Adam yesterday said, man. You can go to a fancy restaurant, work there, and you get more less paid than you go to your local McDonald's, and you get paid 10 times more. And it's not happening, obviously, in real life. But that's pretty much what's right now.
It's the example. It's the worst example ever because I can't think of anything. But it makes sense. Think about it, right? Like, it's like two different places. You know, just there's more opportunity in one than the other. More pay in one than the other. I don't know. It's just it's weighing pros and cons. We all make those decisions in life, right? You're weighing your pros and cons. Every decision you make, Nunes and Harrison, Cyborg Harrison. I mean, both those fights are great, Alex. I just think she goes back to PFL. I'm with Tristan. Tristan, I agree. It's not interesting, and I don't enjoy watching her fight these girls, but, you know, I think it just makes sense for her. She just wants to make money, right? I think she can become a bigger superstar at UFC. Yeah, that's the other thing. She could, but just say she loses, then what? Does Dana White really want to promote her anymore? Once you lose, you're not worth as much. Wheeling out Wozniak and Na Liang, feed the Mad Queen her first victim. That's funny. All right, we got 2 minutes left, Marcel. So let's just plug your stuff and we'll get out of here in a minute. So plug your stuff, Marcel.
Oh, sorry, I had to sneeze. Okay. BigMarcel24, Twitter, Instagram, MMADNA.NL, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
You want to make any sort of hints? I know you have an announcement coming. Any hint you want to give?
Yeah, I going to leave MMA DNA. I have to leave MMA DNA because I go to somewhere else. I'm not going to say where yet, but I'm going to go somewhere else. And will be announced within.
And by the way, you're still able to do the podcast with me, right? I forgot to ask.
Okay,
that's good. I'm glad.
I would have told you if not. So
no problem. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. So Marcel will make that announcement. I know you guys want to know where he's going. Mm-hmm. I found out. I'm happy for the guy. And did you tell people that you've left your other job? Is that
I quit my other job. Still have
he's
to
not
work.
A mailman anymore, guys. Marcel's not delivering the mail. Well, he's
left to work at the end of January.
Yeah, it's so, the last month. You have to give your notice, right? Yeah. But no, I think you're making a really good decision, man. I'm personally really excited for you, man. You're my friend, I hope you know it works out well. I've been telling Marcel since I met him, you got to get out of your other job and you got to do MMA full time. And telling us the whole time, though, I'm the guy. I'm really happy to hear this, Marcel. So I think you'll make your announcement probably the next couple of days on Twitter or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Congrats, Marcel. All right, follow me. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. We're going to say.
Yeah, I said thanks, man.
Oh,
thanks.
No. Yeah, no. Thank you, Marcel. Guys, follow me on Twitter at MMattaMartin, podcast at MMAOsbreaker.com. It's on Apple Store, Spotify, Anchor, all those places. I put it up this morning, so it's up there already if you want to download the audio version. But obviously, you guys are here for the video version, which I prefer. We get to talk to you guys and interact. I'm also at MyMMANews.com. Got some news articles up there. And then Bookies.com. It's my full-time job. Do a lot of NFL stuff. We're doing some NBA right now, too. It's cool. So If you guys are like, if you're interested in sports betting, bookies.com, that's the place, man. We have a great website. So I'll be back with you guys on Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern with Marcel, and we'll do like a recap of what happened in the week, and then we'll do the next preview on Tuesday, guys, 5 p.m. Eastern. Have a great one, guys. Peace.